at Chronicle Street and chapter 9. And you can read from verse 1.
And then the man of the Galilee, or the Paul, was sent to Jerusalem. And then one was sent
here to Jerusalem. His mother's name was Aphica, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to Paul, the servant of the Father of God. He who in the first year of spring, in the first month, opened the door of the house of the Lord and was there dead.
Look on down, please, to verse number 27. Hezekiah commanded to offer the burnt offering upon the altar. And then the burnt offering began, the throne of the Lord began, also with the prophets,
and with the instruments ordained by David, king of Israel, and all the congregation worship, and the singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded, and all this continued until the burnt offering was finished. Now look, please, at chapter 30 and verse number 6. So the post sent with a letter from the king and his princes throughout all Israel. Please notice that all Israel was mentioned 6 times in each chapter, and mentioned it every time. And Judah, according to the command, the king said, "Ye children of Israel, turn again unto the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Ye will return to the land of Judah that are escaped out of the hand of the king of Syria. And be not like your fathers, and like your brethren, which trespassed against the Lord God of their fathers, and therefore gave them up to desolation and misery. Now be ye not dismissed as your fathers were, but yield yourselves unto the Lord, and enter into his sanctuary, which he has sanctified for them. Serve the Lord your God, for the fierceness of his wrath may turn away from you. But if ye turn again unto the Lord, your brethren and the children shall find compassion before them that leave their pattern, so that they come again into this land, for the Lord your God is gracious and merciful, will not turn away his face from you when you return unto him." So the host passed from city to city throughout the country of Israel and Manasseh, even unto Zebulun, but they laughed them to scorn and mocked them. Nevertheless, they were the matter of Manasseh and Zebulun, humbled themselves and came to Jerusalem, also into the hand of God was to give them honor, to do the commandment of the king and of the princes by the word of the Lord. Now, I want a verse or two, and my brother will not mind if I go into chapter 31. Chapter 31, please, and verse 8. When Hezekiah the princes came and saw the heathen, they blessed the Lord, and his people Israel. But Hezekiah questioned of the priests and the Levites concerning the heathen. Zechariah, the chief priest of the house of Zedek, answered him and said, "Since the people began to bring the offerings into the house of the Lord, we have had enough to eat, and have left plenty. For the Lord hath blessed his people, and that which is left is this great sword." Now I want you to read one other portion, please, in the Psalm. Psalm number 132. The title indicates the song of the dreams of death. And I'm going to suggest to your act by the expressions are likely to give it. But this is from 2 Samuel chapter 6. I'm going to submit that the experience is that of Hezekiah. Verse 1. "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head, that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirt of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even much forevermore." One of the best believers of Holy Spirit. The transformation was absolutely unbelievable. Where there had been silence for the better part of 16 years, for the first time in those years, there is a song. You can hear the trumpet sound, you can hear the people sing, and for the first time, for all of you, there are looks of gladness, praise, temple cross. What's this? This is God. It is a sign that I need it. It is a word of God. And where does it come from? Oh, now, instead of otherhood, there's sending. Instead of the silence, there is God. Instead of otherhood, there's sending. And even the Levites have an act to eat. Look again. And what do you see? You see in that vision, not only pray, and you can see now as a result, there's tension. But make a few inquiries, and you find it, that the people of God are no longer subjected to the invaders, the Edomites, and the Philistines, and the Assyrians. Why, now for the first time, for you, there seems to be power in the testimony of God. There is the evidence of divine power. You say, but listen, how did it come about? How did this transformation come about? When King Ahab, the father of Hezekiah, died, the doors of the sanctuary were closed, the vessels were cut up, and the priests were scattered for the most part. Now, instead of silence, a song. And so, as what Ahab had done, he left the nation absolutely dead. There wasn't anybody to give to the Lord and to his priests and his Levites, and the word of God was at a standstill. No worship, no work for God. And with God, the nation was cut off, and the possessions were distributed amongst others. Why? To keep them simple. War in those circumstances would have been the cause of defeat, but now the mightiest and power of the then world, the great Assyrian Sennacherib, his armies have stood around to the sun. He had shut them up like a bird in a snare, but God had acted. And that night, when the Assyrians had surrounded the city, when God breathed upon that book, there was death. And there was deliverance for his people. What was the thing changed? Something that is a changed in this nation. And it happened quickly. It happened suddenly. And it happened through the exercise of one man. Just one man. My dad to my heart is exceeding fresh. Sometimes I look at a little testimony for God's love. And I see it. It is weakness. You can hardly hear the note of worship. Why? It seems to be silent. You wouldn't notice much work going on amongst the people of God. There doesn't seem to be the necessary supply. And as for war, they haven't even had a gospel effort for years. And men may die around the street, and there's not an exercise about the testimony in witness for our God. But listen, there's always hope. There's always God who's able to take up an exercise act. And that to me is the impact of Hezekiah upon this nation at this particular time. And you should watch the secret. Well, what Hezekiah look out the window of his palace. And what does he see? He sees for the first time the unity of the nation that is reminiscent of what was under the control of great kingdoms. What does he see? He sees in the words of Psalm 133, behold, there's a note of thunder. It's absolutely unbelievable. Behold how good my devil there of worship is, how good and how heaven it is. There is the first of this, to the heart of the city. What is it? For brethren, the relationship, to dwell together in unity. And I find that Hezekiah picks up the words of David, and he looks upon upon a united nation for the first time since Jeroboam took his right away from Solomon's land. For the first time since then, over the period of 300 years, the nation is united and they're standing together. And what does Hezekiah say? He says this, it's right to this. It's like one that is obtained, that holy and mighty oil, that flows down from the head of Aaron, flows down to the mouth of the star. That's what it's like. It's like the oil. But then the secular figure, it's like the Jew. It's like the Jew. One who speaks the cross of holiness and brightness, the other speaks of freshness and fruitfulness. That's the picture before us now. And we put the Bible there, just as that time, with those people, there the Lord commanded the blessing. That's the echo of the Leviticus 25. God said, I will command the blessing. That's the unity of the people. And there God is honoring his God. And his entire there, there the Lord commanded the blessing. Even life forevermore. All these values of the unity of God's people. Oh, would you say, I never connected that child in his life. Let me put it in your step. You remember that it's the 14th of 15 times that speaks are spoken of as the songs of the sea. Did you say, of course, those were the songs that were sung by the pilgrims who went up to Jerusalem? That's right. But that's historical. That's not in the scriptures in that picture. I'm submitting to your heart another explanation, and it's this. Do you remember that as a child, Joseph, our brother, was bringing before us in the latter part of the beginning, had extended to him 15 years. 15 years. And couldn't you see as a child putting these sounds into order? Somebody was himself, somebody came out of the country of Israel, put into the divine order. What to do? The only man who knew exactly how long he had to live was parting stages, pilgrim stages year by year on the homeward way to tell us that there is 520 in my distress I cried unto the Lord, ending in 534. In his sanctuary, bowed in the holy presence of his God. And what he's doing, he's detailing the experiences of the task, of the pilgrim. And here's the task, here's the happy experience. And he picks up David's family, looks out upon a united nation, said, oh, how behold how good, and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in the day. There's something high. There's something holy. But we don't know the day. We know that the secret of the blessing is the unity. And the source of blessing is the Lord. But let's examine one instruction. How did Hezekiah affect what other kings have failed to do? Because others raised their hand at bringing the people of God together. You remember what Rehoboam did? He mentioned it as in Southerness. But as he did the Lord. He said, those divisive people that have set up an opposition strength to it, I'll bring them back. Coercion. You see, that was in his mind. He was going to watch the people of God with that. But you can't do that, Philip. God forbade it to take the sword against his brother and Rehoboam hail to the United Nations. Do you think of Jeroboam? How he fight? He thought, I bring you together by compromise. Yes, I think just a little. I allow my son to be married to the daughter of King Ahaz and Jezebel. Do you know what will happen? The two kingdoms will be united. Under this young power, the kingdom will be united for the first time. But God said, no, Jeroboam. he introduced the other lie of the destroying of magnetism, until the end-time harm of our life, of our daily walk. God will not allow his people to be coerced into unity. He will not allow his people to be compromised into unity. Those are fresh images. But there's another thing in this project. Do you know what he did? That is our lie. He said, we have a united campaign. Of course we do. But we have to train the people. And put their talents of silver. You see, if Leopold tried coercion, and Jehoshaphat tried compromise, this man would have talents in his pocket, he'd never be cast. We'd give them 100 talents of silver. You know, God blew up. And that was when I was worried about his silver. He said, what about that 100 talents of silver? God said, I'm going to give you power than that. And as I am quite an optimist, you don't bring the people of God to terror by that. You can't do that. That's not the spiritual way or the scriptural way to unite the people of God in a unity that will have the very blessing of heaven. We're not many times faced with it. He's faced with a cold type of life. He's faced with the light of sin. What are you going to do? My, can't be followed any time. Just in the first month, as he comes to the throne, what do we do? He opens the doors of the sanctuary. And he opens the great door that is closed under the star. And not only does he open up the sanctuary, but he establishes the service there. Put the peace of the Levites. Too many of the things have been compromised. There wasn't very many of them to be exercised, but there were plenty of fluffy Levites, and they were who did it. But he reestablishes the service. He said, no, that's down. Now he has to send an ambassador. He sends a command. Where to? Do it? No. All is ready. Right through all the time. What's he doing? He's bringing home to a family's group. The sanctuary, the service, but the first step is the sovereignty of the king of this land. And how defeated the command of the king would determine whether they were going to be submissive and obey the word of God and come back to the sovereign, back to the sanctuary, and back to the service as God had ordered. Now have you seen the picture? Have you seen that in these nights I've seen the exercise of this truth? But I see that can't do that. To re-establish in our hearts the very principle that brings the people of God together in a scriptural way. Where does it begin? With the Savior. That one acting in supreme sovereignty is the Lordship again of Christ. And me, that delights my heart. Because I'm satisfied with this. If we sanctify Christ as Lord in our heart, there will be a unity amongst the people of God that will be holy and that will be divine. All denominations of the people will crumble. Did you hear that? All nations of the divine the people of God will give way to the sovereignty of Christ in the gospel in our heart. That open heaven man is true in the divine baptism and sanctuary, and is true in our separation to the day with the dead. All where two or three are gathered together unto my name, there am I in the midst of death. Where two or three, the composition. Our brother and sister, the congregation, under my name, the constitution, and with God, the character is established by this, there am I, in the midst of heaven, all the worship of Christ. But you might ask, how did all those dead sides accept it? However, the next response, there was some that laughed. There was some scorn.
And I said, God, what did you really mean? But do you trust the wishes of the associates with
John and Becca?
Do you expect us to do that?
We have been brought up in this cultural and traditional background of that.
Do you really expect us to draw pencils through and cancel us one by one
and say, one person, one place, young Jerusalem, and one practice, that it is in keeping with the word of God?
So that it be to get one in keeping with the authority of God,
and the peace that were brought, and like the peace of Jehovah, they were created as the true peace of Jehovah.
Do you mean that we should judge that?
And Hezekiah would say, yes. This is the very nature of the human, of the people of God. It's the sovereignty of the Father. It's the singularity of the way. It is, of course, the sufficiency of Scripture to meet the needs of God's people and bind them together.
Because he can say, if a child would get all these people together, there's different paths, different propensities, they have different practices. Do you really expect to find them people in your place?
And then I will say yes. I have set it out teaching tree. I need the commandments to say the word God, the scriptures, and all the religion there. And I'm putting it to our heart. This would be the child. This would cover us. This would God, the people of God, to make sure that all our actions were in keeping with the word of God. Ah, brethren, just let's lift it out of the Old Testament setting in principle. Just let's bring it down to our day in the local testimony. Lord Jesus Christ, it brings souls, not only interested in Him, in salvation, sufficient, in separation, but in service, and brings us to that place that's now no longer geographic and little, but spiritual and all, where the saints can be the measure.
Mind Jesus, that never happened
in Israel and compared to Judah.
Did you ever know that? Why there was never a restoration in Israel?
There was never a good king in Israel. But the same terrible set up his list. Why that? The whole force was done. But because the principles were wrong,
they couldn't go back to their principles because they hadn't done it.
You ever wonder why there were the 40 kings in Judah? Many times they got far away from God. But where the principles were right, there was always the possibility of recovery, of coming back to the first principle. That was happening in Hezekiah's day. They were coming back to that which God had established. It must have been a tremendous time to see that first happy work that had ended up this day. Those from the law were coming that the Christ died down. Hezekiah had seen them in their minds in his mind and mind. This is like a beautiful sermon from the cool slopes of that mountain away from the cross. They're coming down. They're bringing freshness with them. As the Jews, they're recovering their restoration. Old Testament, the assembly may be small. If the principle is right, Christ in His passion has that place in our midst, and the precepts of Scripture are taught. Many a time we have to mourn the passion, but there is the possibility of recovery. No, that's enough. There would be an exercise. One would have turned, man or woman, to go back to that of the covenant and say, Lord, give me strength. I see the fact that the divine principle wrote in the mouth of Scripture. And I believe if the assembly were in the right position and set up the right position, there would be a great calling to them of those who are dissatisfied with denominational and traditional division and come together to the Lord's day. Watch him come, yet out of that from that way. See him come down from China and see through this man, God was bringing his people back to a divine set. The kindness, other sovereign from the service to the planet. And another word that builds back. It says this, when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord began, I can hear the echo of it, coming down to Jesus. I can see the sight of it, and the people of God, God in worship, before God, in infinite wonder, that the sounds could say, and Hezekiah would take it and say, there, the Lord commanded the blessing. But what about the blessing? Think of the oil of the you see, did British man ever see that? Not a bit. Don't you think that people have ever seen it? Not a bit. And that oil on heaven's head, that he doesn't see it, only occurred once. For I will never thought of what they were seeing was revelation of what had happened then. In the purpose of God, Aaron represented one nation, and the dove before the boy indicated a unity in which they were united with him. What did the man do? Pentecost, the dove before the servant of God, and a seemingly exalted man, down from the dove. The Spirit of God. Then what happened? In Jerusalem now, historically, there's a covenant that's distinct from their traditional and religious background. There's a little company there. What happened to them? Why? They obeyed the Word of God. They listened to that presentation as Peter said, God has made this day, Jesus, both Lord and Christ. Out of that, nation. There are thousands of people to the Lordship of Christ. They have gladly received his prayer, salvation. They're baptized, submission, and they continue steadfastly. By something new is born, a new enemy, there were added to them, lies, under the blood, to that unity that was established by the downcoming on the Spirit of God, it still remains. And what you say, we are part of the ages. So is this time. Let me take an hour to Ephesians chapter 4. There you have the statement, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the policy. You can't get that unity. That is living in Christ. When a downcoming Spirit was outpoured, of down through the ages, experiences of that have been the experience of God's people, and they have allowed the Spirit of God to gather them to that. And that's the reason they welcome into a journey, and it's our responsibility as they keep that in. If you look at these things that are mentioned there, the four things, the reasons, the humility, the long suffering, the forbearing, and compare them and think them with the four ingredients of the holy and mighty God. You begin to see that in such a company, the very fragrance of Christ is wrong. The very fragrance of the movement. This will bring back the Pentecost today. We are brought into the experience of us as Christ is given us today. This happiness, this heaven, this cinnamon and the rest, all holding the work of the Savior, and reflected in the worship of the company, the brethren. But what about you? Might you only have two castles, other seven traditions? The stillness, the life. Is that your self? Or is it constant bickering and war? Is any wonder how it is we're moving on to? Any wonder that we are not attracted to many other things? For that, something terribly wrong. When they understand for truth the three, their bickering and the resentments and the tensions are bigger than them. where they do. Where is that precious and goodness? Come down, Hezekiah in the wrongness feet, and that settled over them. You can get not only the question of the function of the spirit, but here you get that goodness of the spirit. Look at 2 Corinthians in chapter 11. We're moving on now from Acts 11. 13 companies dead. Here we come back to and there's every possibility of cultural, racial, national division. For that, a man that said, a man, full of the Holy Ghost, a brother of the United to put the hand upon his head and bring the two together, and Barnabas is a man of God to preserve the unity of the testimony. That's not Ephesians 4. That's Ephesians 5. The building did it there. There is that consciousness. But that movement, that God can bring, the Spirit will bring them. They're not there. In testimony for our God. Is it anyone? Hezekiah didn't pick up the language of this. He didn't know. He said, hey, the Lord commanded it. That people back soon to the little company and testimony of it. There we go. And with that is the life. Gathered to the presence. Governed by the physical. Doing the practice. That our Jesus, with his life, the worship of God, and the word will be gone. The witness will be born. And there will enjoy the blessing of heaven. After these things, and the establishment thereof, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, and entered into Judah, and he castigated the head cities, and sought the wisdom for himself. And when Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib was come, and that he was purposed to fight against Jerusalem, he took counsel with his princes, and his mighty men to stop the waters of the mountains which were without the city, and they did help him. So there was gathered much people together, who stopped all the mountains, and the north that ran through the midst of the land, saying, why should the kings of Assyria come and buy him up for them? Also he strengthened himself and built up all the walls that were broken, and raised up the towers, and another wall without, and repaired Millo in the city of David, and made darts and shields in abundance. And he set that hand of war over the people, and gathered together to him in the street of the gate of the city, and spake comfortably to himself, be strong and courageous. Be not afraid, nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. With him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God, to help us, and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. Verse 17. He, that is, Sennacherib, wrote also letters to rail on the Lord God of Israel, and to speak against him, saying, as the gods of the nations of other lands have not delivered their people out of thine hand, so shall not the God of Hezekiah deliver his people out of thine hand. And they cried with a loud voice and used speech unto the people of Jerusalem that were on the wall of Christ, and to cover them, that they might face the city. And they spake against the gods of Jerusalem, and against the gods of the people of the earth, which were the work of the hands of man. And for this cause, Hezekiah king, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, prayed and cried to heaven. And the Lord sent an angel, which covered all the mighty men of battle, and the leaders and captains, in the camp of the king of Syria. May the Lord. the reading of His Word.